Thank you and good afternoon. Residents of Arcata should prepare for detours and minor delays as roadwork is performed on various roadways throughout the city this morning. Repaving will be done on numerous streets, including LK Wood Boulevard, Spear Avenue, G, H, and K Streets, along with many more. This comes as a part of Arcata's pavement management program, which was made possible by the 3/4-cent sales tax hike, Measure G. A timetable has not been set for the roadwork, and for a full list of the roadways and areas being worked on, you can visit the city website. In Eureka, residents should anticipate minor delays along Myrtle, Harrison, and West Avenues as street stripping will be performed in preparation for resurfacing work. Beginning this morning, roadwork will be performed every morning until 5 p.m. until Thursday. During that time, controlled traffic will be in effect. S Street between Myrtle and Booner will undergo roadwork as well. 37-year-old John Dustin Skovsma was booked into Humboldt County Jail Friday morning after an anonymous tip led deputies to a motel in Garberville. Prior to the tip, the sheriff's office released a wanted poster for six men out of southern Humboldt, a list that included Skovsma for outstanding warrants, and within the hour, a caller reported his location. Deputies responded to the Johnston Motel and contacted Skovsma as he was leaving. A short foot pursuit would then ensue. With the help of local residents, deputies were able to corner Skovsma at a nearby parking lot, and he surrendered without further incident. A search of his person almost turned up 1.5 grams of methamphetamine, and he was booked into county jail for his warrants and possession of a controlled substance. The sheriff's office released the autopsy results of 32-year-old Justin Nevis Friday afternoon after his body was discovered earlier in the month in Scotia. The results revealed that Nevis died as a result of blood loss due to laceration wounds. Nevis is believed to be the suspect in a home invasion robbery at a North Court residence September 18th, an incident in which one of two suspects were stabbed during a struggle with the homeowner. Both men then fled the scene on foot after that incident. The second suspect has not been located. In an announcement Friday afternoon, the Arcata Fire District received $613,000 in grant funding as an award from the 2014 Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. The funding will allow the fire district to replace 60 self-breathing apparatus that are no longer meeting national standards. The old breathing equipment will be donated. Arcata Fire also thanked Congressman Jared Huffman for his support and assistance in obtaining the grant funding. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services issued a reminder to residents on Friday to make sure they are vaccinated, as flu season is now underway. Nationally, flu season lasts from October all the way until May, and public health officials recommend getting vaccinated as soon as possible. For further information, you can contact Health and Human Services. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the economic impact that the dairy industry has on the economic life of communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Just over 10 years ago, the Humboldt Agricultural Survey was published, and it outlined the importance and the impact that various agricultural industries have on our north coast communities, and no industry is more important or more tied to the region than dairy. There is a telling line in the introduction of that report, a line that highlights the deep roots that to this day support a vibrant and successful ag industry, an industry led by dairy. Dairy and ranch lands are etched more deeply into Humboldt County's cultural and aesthetic landscape than economic data can convey. In the grand scheme of things, such as the massive dairy industry in California, Humboldt County cows play a small role and produce just 1% of the total amount of dairy products that come from California each year. And while the local dairy industry employs hundreds of people and generates more than $48 million per year, it's the roots of that industry that so deeply impact our communities. Friday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department released the results on their weekly cleanup and enforcement of the Palco Marsh. While no arrests were made during the cleanup on Thursday, officers did locate stolen property, including a stolen bicycle, an endoscope, and a chainsaw. Construction equipment from a construction site at the Bayshore Mall was located as well. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.